Welcome, welcome, welcome back. It's your boy F-E-E-S-E-Y-B-O-Y. And yes, you are really hearing me. Yes, you are really seeing me. The wait is over, guys, and as promised, episode 10, I am here. You can watch me on YouTube, and here we go. Make sure you guys like and subscribe. And if you don't already follow me on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook, it's F-E-E-S-E-Y-B-O-Y. And here we go. Oh my gosh, I miss you guys so much. Oh gosh, it's so crazy how like time goes by like this. It's like, damn, time to record again. Shout out to everyone who watched me on Up Front with at Trey Real and Feisty Boy. I appreciate you guys for constantly supporting whatever it is and wherever it is that involves me. Shout out to all of my followers, all of my friends and fans. I appreciate you guys so much. And let's just get this episode started off with my weekend. First, let me just say I decided to record from the salon today just because we're doing shop talk today. So I'm gonna be bouncing around a bunch of things, not one topic. And I feel like where else is more appropriate to have shop talk than at my hair salon, 2362 Germantown Avenue. Shameless plug. The weekend, you guys, Friday night. Wow, now just ride that beat up ass truck by while we're recording. But no, really, Friday night was so good. I got a chance to watch Aretha with Jennifer Hudson. That was such a good, it was good. I could appreciate it. I laughed, I cried. It was a good movie, and I'm not really a big, like, old-school movie fan. Now, you give me some old-school music, I'm into it, but old-school movies, that's not really my thing. But she did a really, really, really good job at partaking Aretha Franklin, so shout out to Jennifer Hudson. That was Friday night. Like, I feel like Jennifer Hudson does really well with these, I guess you can say she does well with these, like, legendary roles. I guess you can call it a legendary role, because like even with like Jennifer Holliday, and I'm telling you, I'm not sure if that's who she was depicting in Dreamgirls, but that whole thing, it she does good at it. Like, she does really, really good at it. I felt Aretha bleeding through her, so I can appreciate that. It's so funny that we're talking about this, but my girlfriend Aaliyah, you guys might y'all know my friends. All my friends have been the same friends for years. Me and Aaliyah used to recite. Like, she worked at Home Depot. I worked at, like, a check cashier place. I think I worked at a check cashier place. We would literally call each other and just start saying, Curtis was supposed to love me. Then you are F-E. I've been looking all over. Turn my back and find myself. Like, we used to do this literally every single day. Call each other on our lunch break just to sing this song. So, shout out to her. Off subject, of course, I told you I was going to be bouncing around. That was Friday. Saturday, me and Shad, we celebrated our anniversary. We went to dinner, which was so dope. We went to this place on 11th and Walnut. It's a Brazilian steakhouse. It's something that starts with a P. Not really sure how to pronounce it. But it's on 11th and Walnut. It's a Brazilian steakhouse. The service was really, really good. The food was amazing. And everything was right on time. Like, we didn't have to wait. We had reservations. We didn't have to wait. The drinks were really, really good. They gave us a complimentary slice of cheesecake and a complimentary bottle of wine. It was good. It was good. That's like, no, it was great. And then after that, we went to my friend Eb. My friend Eb, it was her birthday. So we went and celebrated her birthday. She had a cookout uptown. And one thing about uptown is, like, we gonna have a good time. It was so good to, like, I'm not sure for, like, those who know, like, outside of, like, if you have, like, an Instagram name or a big Instagram following or YouTube following or whatever it is that you do outside of being, like, mom, dad, brother, sister, uncle, cousin, blah, blah, blah. I genuinely enjoy being around my friends because I'm not Feisty Boy. I'm not Feast. I'm not, you know, Feast on Hair. I'm not up front with Trey Rule and Feisty Boy. Like, I am just regular, and it's, like, so good to, like, be there and not have to answer questions and, you know, just do hair things and talk about hair and what should I do with this and how should I buy this and what hair should you buy this at and do you got bundles? Like, it just felt so good. It feels good when y'all are my friends and I don't have to be that person. So, you know, shout out to my friends for always making me comfortable. And I hope that I always make them comfortable too. But it was so good. Like, I got to hang out with Trey. Butter was there. Jermaine. Scoony. Vernon. It was so many. Nene. Oh my gosh, y'all. It was so lit. Like, I had a good time. I had a really good time. Like, I love a moment to do some ball-headed Rachel Ho shit. Like, real ass. Yeah, fuck my big break. Like, you know, a chance to stand up on a couch and throw up gang signs. Like, like, I love that moment. I do. I don't do that often, but when I do get a chance to do it, I partake in the Ratchet Girl turn up. So I did have a good time on Saturday. The drinks were really good. So shout out to the bartender there. The drinks were good. The food was amazing. I couldn't really, like, enjoy the food because we had came from, again, a Brazilian steakhouse. So, like, we were already full. But I think I might have had deviled eggs and pasta salad. The pasta salad was, like, slamming. So I enjoyed that. Of course, you know, you go to a barbecue, we'll cook out. You got to get some pasta salad or some macaroni salad, period. If they don't got that there, don't go to the cookout. I'm just saying. Sunday, what did we do Sunday? Sunday, I went to breakfast, and then I went to, what did I do Sunday? So I've been gay for a very long time. I know that's an interesting way to start out this statement, but I've been gay for a very long time, and as long as I've been gay, I don't think I've ever did pride outside of, like, gay black pride, or outside of, like, the firm events, or, like, you know, nighttime pride life. Like, to go somewhere during the day for pride, I was too busy hungover and sleep. So to be able to go to Jersey gay pride, I was like, dang, I think it was like Hanover, oh gosh, what was the name of that place? It was somewhere in Jersey, and it was actually really, really nice. I'm about to try to pull it up, see if it's still in my GPS. It was at Cooper River Park. Oh my gosh, y'all, it was so, so nice. And it was so good to see so many, like, people there with, like, their family, their friends, and, you know, I seen so many dads there with their kids, and, like, I could probably physically point out the gay kid, but I'm sure, like, whatever, but it was just so dope to see, like, so many trans flags, and it was good. So that was Sunday, and here we are. What did I do Monday? I didn't do Monday. Nothing Monday. Well, actually, you guys will be getting this on Tuesday. But we record essentially on Mondays. So Mondays, I come to the shop, i.e. while we're here. I go through towels, go through inventory, make sure we got shampoo, color, conditioner, stuff like that for the week. So I did that Monday, and Tuesday, boom, the episode hits y'all like, bow, ta-da, watch out now. So that was my weekend. Sunday, Eagles, y'all did what needed to be done. Listen, if y'all can keep up this energy, this the BDE energy. If you keep up this energy, I think I could take off for the Super Bowl. I never would, but I feel like I could take off for the Super Bowl. Jalen Hurts, it looks promising for you, brother. It looks promising for you. And I feel like me and you just bridged the gap. Like, I trust you now. So now that you have my trust, I hope that you don't break it. Because one thing about a Phillies, I don't know, it could be football, baseball, a Phillies sports fan, if you break their trust, they start breaking telephone poles and swinging from shit. So, Mr. Hurts, you got it. You got to keep it. We're going to give you a little wiggle room. But what you do with that wiggle room is up to you, brother. What you do with that wiggle room is up to you. Coaching was, it wasn't great, but it wasn't bad. It was good. It was actually good coaching. It wasn't great coaching, but it was good coaching. So I'm excited to see what comes from this. Like, I probably wouldn't get season tickets. I mean, of course, you can't even get them after the season starts. But I probably still wouldn't go to an Eagles game. But I'm there. I'm watching. If y'all playing, I'm watching. So I got to go to my notes, y'all, so I can keep up with, because I ain't did this in so long, y'all. I'd be needing a step-by-step blueprint of how to keep fuck with y'all, you know? Oh, all things here and all things queer. Let's start out with all things here. The weather is changing, guys. Ladies with the frontals and the braids and these knotless braids, the weather is changing. So I'm just going to suggest you start going glueless frontals, glueless closure units, only because the weather is changing, which means the air is going to be much drier. So your scalp is going to be more prone to be dry. And dry scalps causes dry hair. Dry hair starts breaking off, causes dandruff, fungus, bacteria, so forth and so forth. You can't grease your scalp if all this shit is caked up on top of it. So I'm going to suggest that you guys go get something. Oh, this is so convenient to be at the salon because I can do this now. Something like this, where it's like it has a tip. So where it's like if you have braids, you can stick it in your braids and go in between like that. You know, such go through like that. I prefer Design Essentials products just because they're for more of a texture kind of hair. So more like African American. And I mean, for my Caucasian sisters out there watching, you can use it too. But it's more, it's geared towards the more African American texture. So I prefer Design Essentials. And you can get Design Essentials from like Hair Town or what is that? Knight's Beauty Supply. Excuse me. On, what is that place? On Staten Avenue. And so I want you guys to do that. And fellas, the same thing with you with the beards. The air is about to be drier. And now the mask mandate is back. We got to wear these masks over top of it, which is causing you to drool and slobber and all that crap underneath there. So you might want to invest in a dry shampoo for your beards. It's so convenient. It's so good. It cuts back the bacteria, takes the fungus out and the smell. So I would invest in a good dry shampoo. You can get dry shampoo from like the hair store. You could probably even get dry shampoo on Amazon, actually. And it's just something that you do like every other day in between shampoos. And because like I know me. People always say, Fees, what you do to your beard to make it so thick and so full? And maybe I'm just giving myself too much right now. But people always say, what do you do to make your beard so thick? I literally shampoo my beard twice a week just because I don't want to get in the habit of drying out my skin because I already have dry skin. So I shampoo my beard twice a week with my own Sheer Luxe shampoo and conditioner. Shampoo and conditioning system. It's called the Beard Bath System. So I use that. It's like rosemary. It's rosemary, tea tree, and mint. So it gives you that like feeling. They like feeling. So I do that twice a week. I sleep with the conditioner on. I shampoo the conditioner. I rinse the conditioner out in the morning, and I just let it air dry. In between shampoos, whenever I wash my face, like in the morning time when I wash my face for work or to go outside, I just rinse my beard out and I just go like that. So that's what works for me. What works for me may not work for every fella with a beard. But fellas, if you want to keep the beard fluffy, you got to give it attention. The same kind of attention you would give it on your head, give it to your face. Because the girls like men with beards nowadays. Like, beards is women. I like beards. what else, y'all? Oh my gosh. So let me just give you a recap of what y'all missed while I was going, but while we were apart and separated. Oh my gosh. I had the Butter Obama event. That was really, really good. It was like his 30th birthday party. Trey's 30th Trey Classic was really, really good. Oh my gosh, what else did I do? The sneaker gala that Role Models just had. That was really, really good. Oh my gosh, I got dressed a lot. While y'all was Oh my gosh, yo, I'm gonna make sure I upload the pictures because right here, this episode right here, yo, I get to tell you, I got dressed and like the girls was calling for looks, okay? They was calling for themes, colors, the sneaker ball was like high end sneakers and fashion. And it like they was calling for looks and you know. I love the sneaker ball. You know, an event for me to throw on a pair of sneakers with a suit, I'll take it. Oh my gosh, I got dressed so much. Wow, that is wild. But, oh gosh, I have so much. So, I'm going to go right off the bat, like, just talking about stuff, right, y'all? So, stuff. This is stuff number one. I am so sick of Instagram businesses. That I go to your link. If you were a business, I don't know, let's say Nene who do eyebrows. If I go to your link trying to book an eyebrow appointment, why does that link not take me nowhere? And then, not to mention, why not to DM you like we friends for business? No, girl, you have a booking link in the bio. Where's the link? Where's the link, Nay-Nay? Where? Because I don't understand, like, even, like, massage therapists. I've been trying to book one over the weekend, like, just trying to find a place. And, my God, y'all, every place that I went to, like, in their DMs, like, in their bios, it took me to someplace else that didn't have nothing. Like, it was like, this network is not working or something. It was just never there. And it's like, I'm DMing the one girl. She reads the message, because, of course, you can see when they read it. She reads the message, doesn't respond. And then, when she does respond, she like, oh, I don't have no availability. And the only availability I have is Monday. And I need the full payment. In advance? Girl, you need the full payment for something that you might get hit by a car before then. So what am I supposed to do if you get hit by a car? How I get my money back? Like, girl, why am I giving you a full payment? Like, I just don't understand that. That pisses me off. Like, oh my gosh. Like, I hate when I gotta go through hoops just to get to spend my money. That's prime example. People waiting in long ass line at Chick-fil-A, not because the chicken is good. Granted, the chicken is good, but they know they're going to get a My Pleasure. They know they're going to get a Have a Nice Day. They know they're going to get How You Doing, Miss So-and-So. They know that they're going to get that. So that's why they don't mind waiting for it. Like, I don't mind waiting for, you know, I guess 4 days shipping or whatever the case may be, or even 4 days for you to respond. But when you do respond, I don't want you talking to me like we're not dealing business. Like, that's not how that works. Like, we're not girlfriends, especially if I don't know you. Like, if this is somebody like, oh, you my homegirl, and I know you do, I don't know, you do box braids, and I want box braids. Yeah, okay. You might be like, yeah, bitch, you come this day, don't come this day, don't come that day. But if I don't know you, girl, you're supposed to be trying to build that rapportism, because what they say, first impression is a lasting impression. I blocked the girl immediately just in case she was going to respond after I told her no. I blocked her because that it just was pointless. But we wound up going to a place called, oh God, I'm going to remember this. Sacred Paradise is black owned massage parlor on Germantown Avenue. They were very efficient. They sell juices out of there, like detoxing juices and smoothies. So shout out to Sacred Paradise. They were able to get the job done on such short notice. And they offer like a variety of massages. But back to my rant. Yeah, so for the girls who, or for y'all who out here running these Instagram businesses, be more, I don't know, get a damn assistant or something, because I don't want to have to, I just, like I said, to spend my money, I don't want to have to work hard to spend my money. I work hard to make it, not work hard to spend it. That they just doesn't coincide with each other. So that was another thing that was bothering me. It was another thing that really started to bother me. I'm in the hair store, y'all. Minding my business. And literally minding my business. So I'm like, okay, ma'am. And I go to the same hair store and Cheltenham Mall or Cheltenham Plaza, whatever they call it the deal. Not here town, but here above us. So I go in there and like, Joanne, she know me, little Asian lady. She like, hi, fees, hey, like we talk, you know. And bitch, I'm like, Joe, I need 16 packs of this. And I needed glue, thread, and something else. She was the lady come up. Little girl. Hair tied up. She got hair hanging out. I guess she was like halfway done it or getting started. Flip-flops. Like the Old Navy flip-flops. I'm not characterizing this girl as like anything. But I'm giving you a description of what I was dealing with. She had a little sundress. And her nails was like super, super long that they were curling. She was like, so you do hair? And I'm like, yeah. I'm like, but I don't accept new clients. She's like, well, I didn't want you to do my hair. Oh, bitch. Well, what the fuck you roll up in my face for then? What was the question for? So I'm like, oh, okay. And I went back to what I was doing. I was reading something. I was looking at color. So she was like, well, I got a question, though. You don't want me doing your hair, but you're asking me a question. Girl, what do you want? What, like, what's your whole thing, homegirl? She like, oh, I wanted to know, if I was trying to get like a fishtail braid, should I get synthetic or should I get human? Because the synthetic here is they got like batik, and I ain't seen batik so low, and batik is like $9.99 for a pick, and I knew I can get it in 18 inch. I'm like, okay, I guess it shouldn't really make a difference. I said, but if you're getting a fishtail braid, you can obviously get human braid in here. Oh, I don't want to do that. See, I knew you ain't really do hair here. So I'm like, okay, that doesn't really did me. But, like, okay, girl,
don't really do hair here. Get the fuck out of my way so I can shop. So I'm like, all right, 10 minutes later, y'all, I'm in the store. Now, mind you, every time I go to the hair bus, I don't know why it takes me an hour to shop in hair bus. I went in there for whatever I went in there to get, so there was no need for me to even be where I was at, buying caps and rollers and a hot roller cooler thingy. I was just doing too much. So, now, here we are, 10 minutes later, another lady comes up, older, well, I guess she was older. I'm assuming she was older. She looked older. So she like, oh, well, she's like, you don't look like no hair. You don't look like a hairstylist. I said, and what does that mean? She was like, I don't know. She's like, you just don't look like a hairstylist. You look more like a barber. Okay. And you look more like a man. But ma'am, I'm going to address you as such. Like, girl, why? Like, what is wrong with you? Like, what has the world come to that a hairstylist has a look? Like, and you know what I blame? I blame TV. I have never seen a masculine hairstylist depicted in a movie. Well, not even a masculine, but a regular looking hairstylist. Like, not flamboyant, not with bundles in, not with a full beat on, not wearing shoes. Just a regular, degular, schmegular, barber looking hairstylist. Like, TV has really set us up to believe that a hairstylist is supposed to look like, like this. Like, this is what a hairstylist is supposed to look like. Like, made up with a wig on. No, bitch, listen. I do hair better than the girls with the wigs on. Not all of them, but some of them I can go toe-to-toe with. But nonetheless, why do you have to say, like, that's like saying the cable girl, but that seems like a construction worker is a female. Oh, well, you don't look like a construction worker. Bitch, what does a construction worker look like? Like, I can see if this was like, I don't know, if I would have said I was a transformer and she said, well, you don't look like a transformer. Okay, I don't look like a transformer. Well, then I can't really say that because don't transformers turn from people to cars or cars to machines? So maybe that wasn't a good example. Maybe that wasn't a good example. But I just don't get why we have to say, oh, you don't look like a hairstylist or you don't look like a barber or you don't look like this or you don't. Like, girl, if I'm telling you I do hair, just take it. And then you know the kicker was? Give her my Instagram. I give her my business card. My Instagram is on my business card. She's telling the lady, it's another lady. Now, I'm going to the front of the store. She's telling another lady, oh, girl, look, he gonna do my hair, child. He could do some fucking hair. That boy could do some hair over there. Yeah, he don't even look like it. Bitch, I know you lying. I know you lying, girl. No, I ain't. Block, as soon as you try to book an appointment, I'm blocking your ass for that. Like, what kind of, oh my gosh. But anywho, so here we are halfway into this episode, y'all. I gotta go to my questions. You know, I gotta get the questions out because the people was asking, and it's like a shitload of questions that I gotta get to. Wait. Before I go to the questions, I wanna give a special anniversary shout out to me and Shy, and another special anniversary shout out to my friends K and M. They're celebrating their, I believe it's six marriage and a wedding anniversary. So shout out to them. Wishing you guys many more, wishing us many more. Okay, guys, I got some questions for y'all. All right, first question. Now, mind you, I don't pick the questions. So before y'all who say, oh my God, you ain't answering my question, I've been asked it. Listen, Steph goes through the questions and she puts them on this little paper and I read them off this little paper, okay? So, first question. Okay, when did you fall in love with hair? Oh, wow. When did I fall in love with hair? That's a good question. If I had to say an honest answer, like right now at this moment, would make me think of hair? I remember my mom not working a full-time job. My mom never, well, she worked a full-time job later on in life. But when I was growing up, my mom never worked a full-time job. Like, my mom didn't work a full-time job. My Aunt Vicky didn't work a full-time job. Like, they were known in Rich Island Projects as the wave queens. Like, they could wave your hair. They could scrunch your hair. And, like, just to see my mom put a French roll, cut out a moon, and spray paint a moon in somebody's French roll, or give somebody scrunchaways purple at the top, red, like, that's when I, like, seeing my mom and my Aunt Vicky, like, make the hood ghetto fed,
that is what really did it for me. Like, that's what made me really fall in love with here. What else? Oh my God, that is crazy that I can remember that for a bit. My mom used to do hair. Like, we lived in a 3-story house. So, like, we had a bathroom on the first floor, and it was like the bathroom, the kitchen. And you know how, like, some people have like a porch? We didn't have a porch. We had a back room. So it was almost like an extra bedroom behind the kitchen, but it wasn't big enough to be called like a shed. It was like huge. It was a room. So my mom had a hair salon down there. So like it was like two hooded, like the old school hooded dryers. She didn't have a chair. She had like a kitchen chair. Oh gosh, let me tell you, I can tell you some stories about that. But that's when I probably fell in love with hair. Watching my mom and my Aunt Vicky hustle. Like, they never worked, but none of me and my cousins had, we wanted for it. We didn't want or need for anything. Like, they were hood rich in my eyes. So, that was that. Okay, this is a good one. It says, if you could describe your friendship with, one, the Alliance, and two, individually, Butter and Mookie, how would you describe it? The Alliance, in one word, loyal. Loyal. Like, I can speak candidly when I'm not having a bad day. I can speak candidly when I'm having a good day and I don't have to worry about somebody hating or competing with me or anything like that. So, if I had to describe the Alliance in one word, it would be loyal. Oh, gosh. You're going to make me cry. Mookie, I would say one word, unconditional. Like, that is one person that no matter what you're going through or what it is, she's going to have something for you. It may not be what you want to hear, but she's going to give it to you the way it needs to be given. Like, if I'm doing some fuck shit, it's like, all right, you got to change that. Like, that wasn't cool. Like, you could have handled that differently. Like, she's she's that for me. Like, she's that unconditional love and like that you will find in a person. So that's how I would describe Mookie. It would be unconditional. She gives me unconditional love. Butter and one word. I can't just butter is hard to describe in one word because I can say like hilarious. But I'll go with Butter is one word. I don't know, y'all. One word is hard for Butter. One word, if I had to get right, okay, right now, one word for Butter, it would be giving. Butter is one of the most givingest people I've ever met in my entire life. Like, literally, I could be like, we could be riding down the street and a person would need a shirt and he would give the shirt off his back. With no thought, no brag, no video, no Instagram. He would just do it. So I would say giving. Butter is one of the most givingest people that I've met in my entire life. So the answer is that question. What advice would you have for someone trying to find themselves? Trying to find themselves. I think my advice would be find out what makes you happy first. Because if you find out what makes you happy, then you really found yourself. Like, you found out what, like, when I started doing hair, like, I worked several jobs before this. When I started doing hair and I got hair, this is happiness. I can be myself here. Like, I can cry here. I can laugh here. I can flaw here. I can, you know, find out what you love. Once you find out what you love and you find out what makes you happy, I think you might be on the road of finding yourself. And who knows what your definition of happiness is. So, you know, I think it's just like finding out what makes you happy, honestly. What moment in life changed your grind? Whew. Oh my gosh. Changed my grind. Moment in life. There's two moments that changed my life. So, one would be, I don't know if this is before me and Butter both got stores, or if this was like before, I don't know when this conversation took place, but I recall me and Butter having a conversation and he was like, bitch, I see it. Like, I'm fly, you fly, we got like, we gotta always be up. And it was just like, I didn't know what that meant at that moment. But then when we both got our stores and we both became entrepreneurs and we both became business owners, it was like, bitch, we good looking, got our own money, we ain't into the mess. Like, and we got a business. It's like, bitch, you absolutely right. We know we ain't driving foreign cars, but bitch, we can if we wanted to. So that was one of the moments that changed my life. It was like, damn, you gotta be like, what they say, you gotta be just as, what is that word? Oh my God, what is it saying? It's like, birds of a feather flock together. So like, bitch, we got, if I'm up, you gotta be up. So it was that kind of thing. And that made me want it more because it was like, you know what? Bitch, you're right. Why can't I? Why shouldn't I? I should want it more for myself anyway. So why not? If you want it for me, why shouldn't I want it? So that was one moment. And the other moment was, oh my gosh, Jason, Shay's a Jason. And I don't know where we were at. And this was like years ago. And he may not even remember this conversation. I think we might have been at a photo shoot or something like that. And he was like, well, I've seen what you've been doing. And keep in mind, Jason is like one of them people, like, he's a big name. Like, to me, he's a big name. So, like, in our industry, in our lifestyle, he's one of the pillars. So, when he was, like, having a conversation, it was just like, oh, I see what you've been doing. You're heading in the right direction. You know, you're doing celebrities. Hit the ground running. And that right there, it was like, that's what I needed. It was like, bro, hit the ground running. You got it. You got what it takes. So now that you're getting it, now that you're getting these opportunities, don't give it up. And ever since then, I've been booked and busy. I've done, you know, Big Frida. I've done Portia Williams. I've done Young Bae. I've done Donna. I've done Scott. I've done so many different celebrities, or even if they were B-list celebrities, I'll take it. I've done so many celebrities since then. It was like those two with those encouraging words, they kind of helped me, you know, chase better or chase harder, I guess you could say. So that was that. All right, let's see. What stylists have made a difference in your career and why? Ooh. You want to know what's so crazy? Because one of the stylists who made the biggest difference in my career is Michelle Nicole. Like, and my voice might change because I'm, like, getting a little deep. But Michelle Nicole, she owns Bouncing and Behaving Hair Salon. I'm not sure the exact address because this question kind of threw me off. And typically, I have my, like, breakdown. But she owns Bouncing and Behaving Hair Salon. And I say, and the reason why she's changed my difference she's made, I've never done a bridal fashion week. I've never done New York fashion week. I've never thought about doing an overseas fashion week or anything like that. So when she approached me like, hey, I feel like you'll be good to be a part of this team and blah, 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 blah. It was like, what? Like, girl, you are known in our industry for this kind of stuff, like platform artistry, you know, that, like, she's that girl in our industry. So when she was like, I think it was one time, it was like maybe Bridal Fashion Week, she couldn't do it because she was over, I think she was in like, oh, she was overseas, I want to say, but I know she wasn't here. And y'all, when I tell you, she sent me to New York Fashion Week for Ramona Caviezel. Oh my gosh. I was like, what, girl? I can't do this without you. And it was like me and like one other stylist who at the time I want to say I didn't know. And oh my gosh, y'all, come to find out, this was like the same designer who designed Tina Knowles' wedding dress for her wedding and so forth and so forth. So Michelle Nicole is definitely one of those kind of people who you need, not cheerleading you, but pushing you, if that makes sense. So she's one person. Jamez has made a really big, like, when it comes down to this salon ownership shit, he has made a really, really, really big difference in my life. He showed me how, you know, to keep my books up, you know, clientele and the scheduling system and stuff like that. So Jamez, you know, Leon always tears me a new one, like, whenever I'm fucking up. Like, when I did the last hair show, he was like, I can't remember what I did, but he was like, oh, next time, don't do this hairstyle. Do this hairstyle because we know you could do that. We want to see what you could do differently. And I was just like, okay. it was almost like your dad telling you, like, it was good, but next time, it wasn't good enough, basically. So, and sometimes you need that. You don't need yes men around you. So, that was pretty cool. I look up to a lot of hairstylists. Like I said, they have definitely... In this industry, I can't really say that I have any hairstylists who hasn't shown me love. For the most part, it's always been love with me, with other hairstylists and me. But we have reached the end of our conversation, guys. And I can do nothing but thank you guys for viewing, listening, watching, tuning in, and listen to my rants. It's only going to go up from here. Next week, I'm going to probably be at a different location with different people. I'm going to try to have an open panel next week with some other hairstylists, just so you guys can pick our brains about the industry and where we're going and where we see it going at and fashion and so forth and so forth. So, you know, before we head out, as always, I am going to do my black owned businesses. All right. All right. So my first black owned business is my first black owned business is going to be Cocktails and Contour. Jizzle on the Beat. She does young black female. She's a mother, she's a sister, she's a daughter, and she's a makeup artist. She does these classes where she teaches women how, women or girls or whatever, you know, your preferences. She teaches them how to do their face. And it's not, you know, you see so many makeup classes where it's like, it's not as hands-on, it's not hands-on. And I was like, oh girl, I'm gonna show you how to do this and do that and do this and do that. But she does it, okay. So, do y'all see they trying to do me? Yeah, we probably gonna be at the studio next week. We gonna be at the studio next week. It's like, no. But she does that kind of event. I think it's like maybe once a year. And she also does bookings for weddings, weddings, parties, and bar mitzvahs and stuff like that. So shout out to Jizzle on the Beat and Cocktails and Contours. Her Instagram is going to be in the ending credits, or is going to come across the screen right now. I could have just made it up. Also, Ace and I, aesthetics, she is an esthetician. She does microblading, she does the brows, the lashes, the hair removal. She's also a black owned business. She's on Germantown Avenue. Does amazing, amazing, amazing work. She does my, she did my eyebrows once and got me right together. And like, I'm not sure if you guys ever looked at me in the eyebrows. I don't really have much eyebrows. So when she did whatever she did, it was so dope. It was eyebrow, I believe it was eyebrow tinting. And it was so, it was good. I enjoyed it. I got a bunch of compliments. I look good at the gala, right? So that's when I had it done. And last but not least, we got PGB Home Healthcare. My girlfriend Mona, she opened up her own home healthcare agency. She's been in the medical industry for some time now. And with her being a mom and a wife, she wanted something of her own. So, boom, she made it happen. Like I said, this is the year of the black-owned business. This is the year of black excellence. So, I love to see it. And all of the black-owned business that I mentioned today were females, black on black females. So shout out to the females for holding it down, and the black owned businesses for, you know, keeping our culture alive. And like I said, we are at the end, and as always, if no one else has told you they love you, me, I, FWESEYBOY, I have nothing but love. I'm a phone call, a DM, a text away. Thank you guys for listening. And if you're watching, don't forget to like and subscribe. Make sure you guys go follow me. Catch up on the old episodes. And we're going to be dropping new things every week. And you guys hit me up in the DMs with more questions, more requests, who you want to see me sit next to, what hairstylists, what pillars that you want in the community, what entrepreneurs you want to see. I'm all open to opening up the table in a forum for everyone. So, I'm Feecy Boy, and I'll catch you guys later. Peace out.